Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Shotgun Spratling, and this is Shotgun Versus, presented by Neon Tommy Sports at neontommy.com. Shotgun Versus is the podcast where sports minds say they can take me down in a one-on-one face-off. I just giggle about that every time I read it. About the week's hottest topics, we'll be talking all kinds of stuff. Make sure to check us out online and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Today, we're going to be discussing Major League Baseball with Neon Tommy sports writer Camille Simmons. Our topics today will include who's going to win the divisional series, rookie of the year candidates, some guy named Roy, and two pitching duds. But first, my co-host, Andrew Thomas Magny,
ATM, just call me Cash,
is going to break us off with the game of and the top stories of the day. What do we got?
Let's start it off with the game of the day. Yankees 6, Twins 4, and Mark Teixeira, 2-run home run in the 7th. Yankees come back on the road and get the victory. What's it mean for that squad, Shotgun?
Well, this could be just, once again, the Twins falling. They had a lead. The Yankees come back again. Is it going to be a repeat of what we've seen the last couple of years? I'm hoping not, because I hate the Yankees, but you know, we'll see how they match up. Who's going to pitch for the Yankees after CC Sabathia? That's going to be an interesting topic. We'll see how that game, that series plays out. Could be a very interesting one.
Let's move on to the first story of the day. Roy Halladay, that's the Roy you were talking about. His first postseason start, and it was a good one. Second no-hitter in postseason history. Phillies go on to take that one 4-0 over the Reds. How about that, Roy?
Good start. I think that was pretty much a great start. He was absolutely fantabulous. I have to make up words for him because he was ridiculously awesome. He was just painting the corners, and people were wondering, you know, would he have any jitters being the first time he's pitched in the postseason? No. This guy's a true professional, one of the best pitchers in baseball, and is just an absolute throwback workhorse. Led the league in innings 4 years of the last 9 seasons. Led them in complete games, I believe, 6 or 7 years out of the 9 seasons. He is a guy that I would want on my team any day of the week. Just disappointed he's on the Phillies.
Yeah, I mean, that's too bad. Everybody agrees with that. But second big story, Cliff Lee didn't want to be outdone. He goes 7 innings, 1 earned, 10 strikeouts. Rangers 5, Rays 1. I know you weren't too happy about that.
No, I can't be too happy because that's my Rays on the other side of the ball there. Cliff Lee did a great job of getting out of trouble early in the game. First inning, he had bases loaded with one out. He was able to strike out a couple of guys to get out of it with a little help of the umpire on a call. But he just got stronger and stronger and stronger as the game progressed. He's kind of turned the series, I get, probably in the Rangers' favor.
Third story of the day is a grab bag of 3 big injuries. Green Bay linebacker Nick Barnett out for the year with a wrist injury. Washington running back Clinton Portis 4 to 6 weeks with his groin injury. And Venus Williams, Shotgun, people can get hurt in tennis. Her left knee's been bugging her for a while. It turns out the U.S. Open is going to be the only tournament she plays in the last 6 months of this year. That's too bad.
Hurt and tennis?
Tennis.
And not tennis elbow?
No.
I didn't even know. I didn't know that was possible. I mean, that's a devastating blow to her, also to her sister Serena, because now they can't play doubles. But the biggest injury out of those three that I heard was Nick Barnett for the Green Bay Packers. He's one of their starting middle linebackers. They're now going to have to rely even more on A.J. Hawk and a couple of guys. They're real thin in the middle. This was a team people thought could be Super Bowl contenders, but after losing their starting running back and having to go to Brandon Jackson after Ryan Grant went down, this team's, you know, getting beat up and not looking so great. But let's move over to my favorite segment, arrested, dead, suspended, fined. We got any arrests today?
None of them.
No arrest? That's surprising. Anybody dead?
Nobody died.
That's a good thing to hear. How about some suspensions?
Not even any suspensions.
Nobody suspended either? Come on, at least a fine.
One fine. Brown safety, okay. TJ Ward, fined $15,000 for knocking out Jordan Shipley with helmet-to-helmet contact. NFL wasn't having that. But my favorite segment, Shotgun, has to be hired, fired. What do we have today?
Well, not too many hiring or firing, but we got one guy moving. We touched on it last night. The deal went through today. Randy Moss is going to the Minnesota Vikings, going to return there. They get a third-round pick, which means the Patriots actually upgraded because they traded to Oakland and got a fourth-round pick for Moss to begin with. So this is, it's going to play out. He didn't really necessarily get hired or fired, but they did kind of ship him off, so he's going to be our hire or fire of the day.
All right, sounds good. That's a quick look at today's news. Now on to what everybody has been waiting for, Shotgun Versus. Trying to take down Shotgun today will be Neon Tommy sports writer Camille Simmons. We'll have 5 MLB topics up for debate, with a point being awarded to whoever presents the better argument. First 1-3 wins. Camille, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
Well, I hope you're feeling good. I'm doing well, but you're the one that's on the hot seat trying to take down Shotgun. It's not easy to do. But let's start out with our first question. Camille, out of the teams that won today, who is the least likely to go on and win their respective divisional series?
All right, it's got to be the Yankees. CeCe Sabathia is the only pitcher the Yankees have. Andy Pettit and Phil Hughes are terrible. Phil Hughes has a 4.19 ERA. It's just going to be like Cliff Lee with the Phillies last year. They're just going to win the games CeCe pitches, and since he's only pitching two games, it's not looking good for the Yankees.
I'll have to agree with that somewhat. You know, I'd even say that the Phillies had a little bit better back end besides Cliff Lee last year, which helped them get to the World Series, but then they couldn't do anything. But you are incorrect. The Rangers are going to be the team that goes down. After Cliff Lee, they got nothing. They got a guy who was a closer last year in CJ Wilson. Come on. The guy can't go from closer and then to be a great postseason starter. Not going to happen. And they got Colby Lewis, who was pitching in Japan last year. Oh, you say Japan. Well, they got some good players over there. No, Ichiro's over here. You know who broke Ichiro's hit record the other day? Matt Merton. Anybody remember Matt Merton? He played like a day and a half with the Cubs. Come on. That league's terrible. This guy was pitching over there. The Rays are going to shell them. They had the best record in baseball this year. That's why the Rays are going
to
win.
I think I got to give that point to Shotgun, if only for the Matt Merton reference. But next question, Shotgun, how do you answer this one? Who's going to win the series tomorrow, the last one to start, Game 1, Braves-Giants Thursday? Who do you have?
It's going to be a very tight series. I have to admit that. Both teams have some great pitching, some great bullpens, and neither one of them hit too well. But I'm going to give the edge to the Braves because they're going to be relying on the touch and the magic of their manager, Bobby Cox. They want to give him that one last hurrah going out. I'm going to take the Braves in this one. It's going to be a tight series all the way out. May even go down to some historic fifth game like the Braves in Houston had when Chris Burke hit a 17th inning home run. Might go something crazy like that.
Camille, what say you?
False. It's got to be the Giants. They both have good pitching, but the Giants have better pitching. You got to go with Tim Lincecum, the two-time Cy Young Award winner. Plus, Chipper Jones and Martin Prado are out for the Braves. Prado had a .307 batting average and almost 200 hits for the Braves.
I'm going with the raw statistics on that one. Camille gets the point. 1-1 at this juncture. Now let's go on to the Rookie of the Year Award, Buster Posey of the Giants, Jason Hayward of the Braves. Camille, who gets the award?
Well, it's got to be Buster Posey. There was so much hype around Jason Hayward, but he's only got a .277 batting average. How can you win Rookie of the Year when your batting average isn't even .300? Buster Posey is .305.
I'll tell you how he can win it without that, because his own base percentage was .393. You want to know what Buster Posey's was? Because I know you don't have the stats over there. It was only .357. He might have had a better average, but Jason Hayward got on base more and did more for the Braves. Not only did he run the bases great, stole some bases, great fielder, played great defense out there, hosing some people down. Plus, he had more total bases, more hits, more RBIs, more extra base hits, more plate appearances, more games, more times on base, more stolen base. He had all those stats, just figured up. That's why it's got to go to my boy, Jason Hayward, straight out of Georgia, just like me.
The complete package, Shotgun has it. It gives him a 2-1 lead. Jason Hayward takes the Rookie of the Year award. Fourth question, one pitcher you want to see Roy Halladay match up against in the postseason, Shotgun?
I'm going to go with the golden flowing locks of the weed-smoking Tim Lincecum. Because it's going to be a great matchup between those if they face off in the NLCS there. Both of those guys have been great. Plus, Lincecum leads the league in strikeouts. You got Halladay, who's a strikeout pitcher as well. Lincecum back-to-back Cy Youngs. This year, Halladay is going to get it. And Lincecum has the best Ks per nine of any starter in the majors. That's why I got to go with my boy, Timmy.
I definitely want to see Cliff Lee. He is a postseason pitcher. He's 5-0 in 6 playoff starts, and he had a 1.94 ERA in September. Plus, he had 10 strikeouts today.
Shotgun, this is a postseason. Don't go on about those regular season statistics. I'm with Camille on this one. Postseason pitcher is who I want to see Roy Halladay go up against. 2-2 coming into the final question. Fifth one, who's more likely to have a playoff impact, Barry Zito or A.J. Burnett? Shotgun, you're up first.
I'm going to go with Barry Zito. I know he had terrible numbers. A.J. Burnett has terrible numbers. But A.J. Burnett's are just absolutely god-awful. Zito may have had a 4.15 ERA, but Burnett had a 5.26 ERA. He led the league in hit by pitches, had a 1.51 whip, and in the last 2 months, to make it even worse, the last 2 months, 7.02 ERA. and he only had one win. Barry Zito, on the other hand, veteran pitcher, career 3.25 ERA in the postseason, three times All-Star, one time Cy Young winner. What has A.J. Burnett ever done? Exactly nothing.
Come on now, it's got to be A.J. Burnett. He's the sixth highest paid pitcher in the league, and he needs to start pitching like it. Barry Zito was good when he was in green and gold, but ever since he threw on those Halloween colors for the Giants, not so much.
I'm sorry, one statistic right there, 7.02 ERA in the last 2 months, I can't take that. Point goes to Shotgun, the 3-2 victory. Barry Zito, of all people, brings it to him. Shotgun, you are the winner. What is your thought of the day?
My thought of the day has to go back to Roy Halladay. The man was just masterful, becoming the second player in Major League Baseball history to throw a no-hitter in the postseason, a remarkable feat with all the pressure and people saying that he couldn't live up to the expectations in his first start. He was absolutely great. I just still hate the Phillies.
Well, I mean, that's a little too far, over the line. But if you want to wrap us up.
What's wrong with hating the Phillies? Everybody hates the Phillies. It's not in Philadelphia. But anyways, thanks for listening to the Shotgun Versus podcast presented by Neon Tommy Sports at NeonTommy.com. Thanks to Camille for battling through the weather and, you know, a little sickness that she's got to get stomped by me, of course. But thanks for her for coming out and being a good sport about it. Thanks also to my co-host, Andrew Thomas Magny, ATM. We won't be back until Monday as we're going to be heading up to Stanford tomorrow evening for the Weekender, but make sure to subscribe on iTunes or hit us up on Neon Tommy next week as we discuss all the hot topics in sports. Peace!